in oppression from the enemy, and all of a sudden in the morning you wake up and you want to shout because the sun is shining and the whole day is different than it was yesterday. Well, that's what this psalm is all about.
Well, that's what I've just gone through. I went through several days of spiritual battle. I felt oppressed. I felt closed in. And you know, I heard a description of how the devil really wants to do to you, and at least in your mental and your emotional state. He wants to move the walls in, and he wants to move the ceiling down and the floor up. In other words, he wants to box you in, and ever a box that just keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller until you're crunched in. Well, that's what the devil was trying to do to me, but I'll tell you, through resisting him with the power of God, I backed him off and I established praise in the heavenlies over my head.
Praise the Lord.
And when I was walking along this morning, no wonder I had a sense of well-being and good.
Yes.
Now, I mean, it was wonderful.
Now, yesterday, it was such a blessing. I was reading Psalm 91, and Darren, it was as if God opened up a whole new revelation in this chapter that we have read over and over and over again. And it's the word honor. And it goes right along with Psalm 85:1, where it says, O Lord, thou didst show favor to thy land. Thou didst restore the captivity of Jacob. And that word restore and favor, he talks about the favor in restoring the captivity of Judah. That word restore means fortunes. That's a physical manifestation of this word favor that God pours on your life today. The physical manifestation is wealth and property and goods. And here, this is so exciting, Darren. In Psalm 91, verse 15 and 16. Now this, the writer of Psalm 91, before this, these last two verses or these last three verses, he is talking as if he were speaking. But in these last three verses of Psalm 91, he is talking as if he is God. And that's God is putting his words in his mouth. And so from verse 14 on, it's...
Well, have you noticed it's all in quotes?
Well, and it's God speaking, and it's capital M for me. God is speaking here, and he's saying, because this man who trusts in me loved me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high because he has known my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. Thank you, Father. I will be with him in distress. I will rescue him and honor him with a long life. I will satisfy him. That word honor kind of... It jumped up at me. And so what I love about these Bibles that Dr. Zodiades has done, he has put numbers from the Strong's Concordance right beside the words. So you can get that number for honor. It's number 3513. And look it up in the Strong's. And if you have a Zodiades Bible, you can just look in the back. And it's in the Old Testament. And you look up 3513. And it's heavy. And I thought, my goodness, heavy. But it goes on to say, heavy with goods, property, and money. All right, now some of you say, no, this is just spiritual favor. Well, my goodness, let's go a little bit farther here. God blesses you in the spirit, but I'll tell you what, he manifests that blessing and that favor on this earth with material blessing. And that word 3513 means to be heavy with goods, property, and money. I'll take that, Darren. Now, I will take that.
Now, can I compliment you, Barb? Can you handle it? I mean, you know, you wouldn't get off into pride if I gave you a compliment, would you?
Okay.
Well, now, here, two nights ago, I get up in the middle of the night, and I'm going through the house, and I notice a kitchen light on. And I go in, and there you were. You had your Bible out, and you shared this revelation that you got on this word honor out of Psalm 91.
It's wonderful.
You were blessed, and I was blessed here at 4 o'clock in the morning because you had taken the time to really dig into the Scripture. And when we say that, we mean, well, what do you mean dig in, Darren? Well, when you read alone, see, now, if I just read this, and it says, he will call upon me, I will answer him, that's nice. I will be with him in trouble, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I'll rescue him and honor him. Well, that's nice.
That's,
you know,
nice,
that's,
yeah,
nice.
But God honoring us,
but
that, now that's a little
when
unusual.
When you really look at that, and you go back and you look up 3513 in the back of your Bible, and it gives all these wonderful renderings for what that word really means.
But it starts with heavy. like a heaviness. And I'm going, ooh, that doesn't mean honor. And then it goes on to say, this heaviness is because you have so many goods and property and money, you are heavy with it. God piles it on. And so I'm saying, oh, Lord, pile it on. Now I'm speaking to you today. Do you not want that? Are you rejecting this property, goods, and money that God wants to pour on you? Are you rejecting that through false pride by saying, oh, Lord, I could never accept that? I hope not. I hope that you are opening your heart to not only the spiritual blessings of favor, but also the physical manifestations of God's favor.
Well, now, when I go back and I read in the renderings in the back of this wonderful Bible, and I read what Dr. Strong put down here, but it says 376 times this is used in the Old Testament. 114 of them are the verb for the main idea to be heavy, which then becomes wealthy with goods, property, and money.
Yeah.
See, in other words, you would say a preponderance of times, or most of the time it says that, well, I'll take that. God, if you want to honor me, I'm all for that.
Oh, praise God.
And then when you reread this, you say, I will rescue him and I will make him heavy with property and riches and money and so on. That's really what it says. So
that's right.
If you were going to take that and make really a great translation out of that, I wonder what that says in the what is the multiple choice Bible?
You mean trans?
The one translation that we have that the woman did.
Oh, I don't call that multiple.
Amplified Bible.
Yeah,
I don't
call that multiple choice.
Well, yeah, I
They're
do
just
because
adverbs that just really express okay. so fully.
Gives you more to think about.
Yes,
I'll say
does.
It that way. But, you know, when we realize that God is saying, you know, I want to bless you with goods and property and money and meaning honor. I want to honor you. Well, I'd like to step up the line and say, Father God, in your grace and your mercy, would you honor me? Would you shower me with your favor? Mm-hmm. And that's really what we're talking about, isn't it?
Yes. And some Christians, they say, oh, I'm so unworthy. I'm not worthy of this. And Darren, the other day we were talking about Psalm 109:17. And I believe it doesn't have anything to do with favor, but it does have something to do with people rejecting God's favor in their lives.
I can tell you what it has to do with, disfavor.
Well, and some of you say, well, I never curse.
And dishonor.
Oh, by saying that you are unworthy or you're not worthy to receive what God has for you, that's cursing yourself. And would you please read that verse?
I will, but you know, Barb, in addition, what this is saying is, now listen, God, you made this thing called me in your image and likeness, but I'm a dog. I'm no good. But here's what it says, and you're actually cursing there, Barbara, and you're exactly right. Psalm 109:17 says, he also loved cursing, in other words, negative talk, so it came to him. He did not delight in blessing, so it was far from him. But he clothed himself with cursing as with his garment, and it entered into his body like water, and like oil into his bones.
Wow.
Now, I watched a young man that needed a break. He had a break. He had been favored to set up his photographic studio in a major department store. But I knew the young man, and so I went to see how he was doing, and he was continually cursing. Oh, nobody wants to buy anything today. Why, this is just a horrible day. He cursed himself right into failure. His mouth was his own worst enemy. What he did is he clothed himself with cursing. And guess what? He got exactly what he said with his mouth.
Yes.
Now you can use your mouth to bless your life, or you can use your mouth to curse yourself. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, this man is still a bundle of cursing. Still today, years later. And I thought to myself as I was there watching him, this is a travesty, a tragedy. This man is using his mouth to absolutely paralyze his opportunities.
Well, it's like the other night I saw a trial. I enjoy watching forensic shows once in a while when I have some free time.
And once in a while?
And last night,
Thursday night?
The other evening I was watching this show of this trial. And this woman had fallen downstairs and she had died at the bottom of the stairs. There was a lot of blood on the way down the stairs, but there was no physical evidence at all to tie her husband to her. None. There was none. I mean, there weren't fingerprints around her neck, or there were, you know, there wasn't blood on his clothes. I mean, there was no evidence. Yet they convicted this man, and they actually were showing through the trial him in his house with his defense team